I'm speaking with Nancy Baglietto, Executive Director of Hospitality House. Nancy, I want to welcome you back. This is really exciting for us to be meeting again today, talking about vision for housing. So welcome.
Thank you. I am once again very delighted to be here.
Well, we've got a lot to cover today, so why don't we just jump right in?
Before we get started, I wanted to thank you for having me here and for allowing me to mention our affordable housing and homeless survey that we spoke about last time I was on the radio. We've had nearly 100 people respond so far, and we encourage everyone to go to hhshelter.org to take that survey if they haven't had the opportunity. We're learning so much about local perspectives. In fact, currently, of those who have taken the survey, 31% indicated that they have faced the prospect of homelessness themselves. This percentage will, of course, shift as more people take the survey, but the more we can learn, the better. And we were very moved by these numbers.
You know, that's pretty profound. 31% is a very high number. And it really just confirms that homelessness is a community problem that we need to address together. And on that note, I understand that Hospitality House has some exciting news to share. So let's jump right in and tell us what's happening.
Yes, we have lots of exciting news. And Hospitality House has had a long-term vision of providing permanent supportive housing. And given the challenge of finding permanent homes for our homeless Nevada County residents, coupled with the scarcity of affordable housing in general, this has been an overwhelming need for our community. This past Tuesday, Nevada County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to make Hospitality House their No Place Like Home partner. And this was a tremendous opportunity for us to grow with the county and to help provide permanent supportive housing to the many homeless folks in our community. We truly appreciate the county's vote of confidence and the partnership that they are making available to us.
That is so exciting, Nancy. So your vision is coming to fruition. And for everyone listening who may not be aware, can you talk a little bit more about No Place Like Home and what that is?
Yes. So No Place Like Home is part of a statewide funding initiative. It was part of Proposition 2 on the November ballot, and Californians actually, not really surprisingly, passed it with nearly a 64% approval rate.
Awesome.
The program is slated to dedicate up to $2 billion in bond proceeds over the next several years to invest in the development of permanent supportive housing for people who are in need, and specifically people who are chronically homeless and who also suffer from mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And it also includes those who are at risk of becoming homeless. So with the county choosing Hospitality House as its partner, both our organization and the county are teaming up to apply for ultimately No Place Like Home funding that will go towards the goal of building housing right here in our own community in Nevada County for homeless people.
Wow. So what's the likelihood of that being awarded?
It's going to be competitive. I'm actually quite impressed with where we sit as a county, especially a rural county.
Right, because we're competing with the larger counties that have these huge numbers.
Yes, there's only so much money to go around, and each county fits into a certain level of where they will be competing for the funding. We don't know if we will get it, but we do know that we are committed to making this happen. And one of the most important parts for Hospitality House is we are trying to keep our vision alive and ensuring its long-term success. We're not depending solely on No Place Like Home funding. There are several options that we're considering, but there's lots of work to do, and we are up for the challenge.
Awesome. So does the No Place Like Home program help build homes for other people in Nevada County?
I am so glad you asked that, Charlotte, because when we're talking about housing using No Place Like Home funding, we can all agree that everyone needs a roof over their heads. But this program is designed to serve adults with serious mental illness and children with severe emotional disorders. These are people who are currently homeless and who are facing chronic homelessness, who face also significant barriers to finding housing stability. And this program is really about helping our most at-risk people in our own community and to help them get into housing first and foremost. No Place Like Home is embracing the concept of housing first, which we've talked about before. Mm-hmm. And that, to remind our audiences, is a model that has been around for decades and actually started in Los Angeles. It has widespread acceptance in both urban and rural communities nationwide, and it offers an innovative approach to reduce the number of people living on the streets. And it's really aimed at moving people from the streets into housing and then worrying about the wraparound supportive services.
As opposed to worrying about all those other services first and then getting them into housing once their lives have stabilized. Because without housing, our lives are not stable.
That's exactly correct.
I'm speaking with Nancy Baglietto, Executive Director of Hospitality House. So, Nancy, when you talk about wraparound services, what exactly are you referring to?
Once people are in permanent housing, then nonprofits such as Hospitality House can assist with those services that really give a comprehensive approach to addressing different people's individual needs. And this can range from addiction counseling to medical care, child care, parenting, education, financial planning, nutrition, job training, placement assistance, college admission help. Really, it's about meeting people where they're at and what services they need to, or that they have identified for themselves what they want to do to help themselves. And it is very difficult to provide any kind of reliability without long-term sustainability. This is why we are proud to be offering our Easy Access Shelter that we talked about a couple of weeks back. And it's basically the Easy Access Shelter means that anyone who is struggling with addiction or a related issue, who is living on the streets, can seek shelter with Hospitality House immediately and get that support from our team so that they can get back on track and ultimately into housing. Sure. We can't help them with their addiction or anything else if we're not able to see them every day, be with them, interact with them. And this is also part of what our outreach team is about. And it's what really makes the difference.
You know, we talked about that last time. You shared a very touching story about the street outreach team and how they literally saved someone's life by being there and being present, as you said, day in, day out.
Our outreach team does so much. And earlier this year, Danny and Louise, who through a series of events found themselves homeless, they weren't interested in taking shelter at Utah's place or following our house rules, but our outreach team continued to support them by offering services, such as driving Louise to much-needed doctor's appointments. In time, they really began to trust us, and we built upon that trust. We and our community partners were able to do a whole lot more for them. In fact, the day before Thanksgiving, we moved them into their own trailer, and now they're housed.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. You know, we love hearing updates like this, Nancy. Thank you for sharing these. But you mentioned community partners, so tell us a little bit about that.
So the list is long and growing of our community partners, and you and I were talking earlier, and I said, you know, the list is so long, I don't even know if I could enumerate all of the wonderful nonprofit partners that we have. And so at the risk of leaving somebody out, I'm just going to say that there are many, and we are fortunate here in Nevada County. We're all on the same team, and with the potential of building new housing, we'll be able to do that much more and reach many more people. We also envision opening up a day center where homeless people can be welcomed off the street and connected with essential resources aimed at helping them to get back on their feet and improve their quality of life. And we plan on doing this with many of our nonprofit partners.
Wow. A day center. That is really incredible. I imagine offering permanent housing and a day center is going to have tremendous community benefits as well. Not just to those being housed, but to everyone who lives here.
You are so right, Charlotte. With appropriate support services in place and participation in our program significantly reduces expensive taxpayer-funded services, including policing, jail time, emergency room visits, detox facilities, and hospital visits. Public spaces such as parks and streets, as well as private property, are cleaner, safer, more accessible, and less prone to unsafe campfires that can lead to wildfires. This is a real concern in our community, as you know, for both people who are housed and unhoused.
Exactly. And it's so important that we really address those issues up front and out there and not try to minimize them in any way. So how soon might something like this happen?
Well, we're currently working on a comprehensive plan that includes a Memorandum of Understanding, also known as the MOU, and we'll formally apply with Nevada County for the No Place Like Home funding coming this January. There is a lot of work ahead of us and opportunity for community input, and we look forward to that. Just like other counties in the state, we want to build housing in which Nevada County residents struggling with homelessness can live. And we look forward to a productive future in working with the county and the city to create permanent solutions through our No Place Like Home partnership and beyond.
Well, Nancy, all of this really is exciting news. And I look forward, as I'm sure many Nevada County residents are looking forward to, watching this all unfold and seeing all the collaboration and being able to be a part of it. So, Nancy, is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up today?
As always, Charlotte, I just really appreciate your time, and I really love being here. If anyone listening has 60 seconds to spare, we welcome you to take our housing survey at hhshelter.org. We'd love for you to get involved, and we'd love to hear your voice.
Nancy, as always, thank you so much for being here today. And I have been speaking with Nancy Baglietto, the Executive Director of Hospitality House.
Thank you, Charlotte.
We will chat again soon.